The Maine CDC is expecting to launch a statewide COVID-19 vaccine registration system within the next few weeks. State health officials are asking the public for patience and encouraging some do's and don'ts when trying to get an appointment for a vaccination. Patty White has our story.
The statewide vaccine registration system will be a one-stop shop, says Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah. One phone number and website where people can register for the vaccine and get a date and time for an appointment at clinics across the state.
I wanted to do all of those things at once rather than be piecemeal.
But it's a complex system to set up, and Shah says it will likely be 2 to 4 weeks before it's ready to launch.
I'm not thrilled about that. I know that everyone in Maine is not thrilled about that. It's unacceptable, and we're working as hard as we can to make sure we get something in place.
Shah says part of the reason Maine is scrambling to create a state-based system is that a promised federal registry created by the Trump administration is not usable.
We were hoping that the federal solution called VAMS would be the one-stop shop that all states could use for every single vaccine site. We were hoping it could pre-register, register, validate, consent, and do everything else on the back end. It can't do any of those things, really.
Though it will be weeks before the state's version is up and running, people 70 and older can try to make appointments currently at one of dozens of sites listed on Maine's COVID-19 vaccination webpage. Many locations offer booking online. Both Northern Light Health and Maine Health have also created dedicated phone lines to make appointments. Maine Health's Chief Improvement Officer, Dr. Dora Mills, says new slots open constantly as soon as doses are in hand, and people can leave their information and wait for a call back when there's an availability.
Once you're registered, you don't need to keep calling back, but we are getting many thousands of calls every day. But again, a lot of them are people who are calling repeatedly and re-registering.
Just as Maine Health asks that people only register once, the CDC's Dr. Shah also asks that they only register at one location.
Please don't put yourself on multiple lists.
That can make each list unwieldy, and it could cause the Maine CDC to distribute doses incorrectly because it makes allocation decisions according to demand. In addition to registering at one location, Shah urges those seeking a shot to choose that location wisely.
I got an email from a physician in Aroostook County over the weekend, or a hospital administrator, saying, yeah, we had someone come up from York County, and when we asked them what they were going to do for their second dose, they said, oh, I'm not worried about that. I'll just get it somewhere down south. The system is not set up that way.
Shah says the system is set up so that second doses are delivered to the same place in the same volume as first doses.
So if you got your first dose in Fort Kent, but you're expecting to get your second dose in Sanford, that second dose may not be there.
So if you make an appointment in a different county, says Shah, be prepared to make the trip twice. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.